Shane.
Yo.
Shane.
Mike.
Shane.
What is up?
Shane, we are DEFCON 1.
DEFCON 1?
DEFCON 1. We have a music emergency. We have...
Uh-oh.
We have news that we need to talk about right now. Nothing else is important.
Okay. I'm panicking.
I'm so excited that I am sweating in this hoodie.
Oh, the glasses just came off. The shirt is coming off. Oh my!
Listen,
look at this guy. I've never seen you without glasses. You're quite handsome.
Okay. Thank you. Now listen, I called the president of music, all music.
Yeah.
He said releases are canceled this week. This band has come back from the dead, and they're putting out new music. Everybody else, go home. It's already over.
Okay, I'm feeling the hype, but I don't know what it is.
It is absolutely insane. I am so excited. I saw the announcement probably 10 minutes before I got on. I'm so excited, and I can't wait to tell you about it.
Neutral Milk Hotel? But, who is it?
I mean, can you give me a second? I'm still a little warm.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it'll help me tell if I cool down a little bit.
Back from the dead? Oh, the shirt. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
The boys are back. Chunk No Cap and fucking Chunk are releasing a single on Friday. This is the only music news you need to hear about. I am beyond fucking hyped. Let's go.
He's got
Chunk No Cap and Chunk are back.
He's got the Chunk No Chunk basketball jersey with accompanied middle finger foam finger.
I am the
Pardon
super
my
fan.
French.
I'm ready. I'm so excited for this. This is one of my favorite bands of all time. They haven't been around. I think that they are such a missed presence in the music scene because of just how happy and enjoyable they are. They haven't put out a single since, I think, 2016. It's been so, so long.
Yeah. Well, this will be, and this is, if they're putting out an album, this is going to be the first one in 6 years.
They're putting out an album. This is the first single off of it. I don't know if we're getting an album release date on Friday too, but I am so excited.
Wow. Well, I mean, Bertrand and the Boys. Yeah, I mean, I know them. I've been on tour with them. I'll tell
it's
you this about
them,
them. They know how to party.
This band knows
how to fucking throw down, man. Like, do you take this band to Las Vegas? They're a liability.
I can only imagine.
That being said, yeah, man, I think like a lot of people wrote them off in their early days because they have like a really, I mean, I'll be honest, it's a pretty terrible name.
Yeah. Horrible.
Okay, it's from the Goonies, cool, but that doesn't mean the name's good. But I thought the French shtick was funny, and like,
oh yeah,
if you don't take them too seriously, but then you take their music really seriously.
Yeah, because it's super serious, like uplifting music too. Like, it's so weird, especially like on the last release, they got super grounded, and I don't know what this is gonna sound like. I got the like 15 second teaser. It sounds kind of vibe corey, almost like Shrezzers a little bit.
All right,
I'm here for it. I'm ready.
Okay,
I can't wait.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, we're getting started in a big way, and welcome everybody.
I feel really bad for all the podcast listeners, by the way. I took off like 2 layers of clothing to get down to a Chunk No Cap to Chunk jersey. You missed that if you weren't on the Twitch stream.
I described the vibe, and Mike is excited.
I'm stoked, dude. I can't wait. You know what else I'm stoked about, though?
probably the music coming out this week.
Yeah, definitely. And the music we listened to last week.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, some weeks I don't listen to a ton of music. You know, you get busy with other things. I've been doing a lot of writing of my own music. But this week I actually spent a little time with, I actually listened to 4 out of 5 of the records from last week.
Wow.
All the way through.
Impressive.
And I'll tell you, man, great picks again on some stuff, some really obscure stuff last week, but really good.
I mean, I think it was all great. It was such a solid week for music. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I think that the real star in my book was the EP from Salem.
Oh, 100%.
For people that aren't familiar with Salem or missed last week when we talked about it, it's Will from Creepers, side project. Mm-hmm. It does sound a lot like Creeper. But you know what I
definitely
was also getting?
Punk.
It is more punk. You know what I was getting from this a little bit?
What?
Like, if you close your eyes, okay, and somebody told you this is the new music that My Chemical Romance is putting out.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't be surprised. I was getting, like, you know, if you think about the evolution, like, obviously the music will change if My Chem is ever going to put out music. I don't know if they are or not. I assume probably. You know, I felt that. The kind of punkiness, the sort of like horror, gothy vibes, but still really catchy.
Yeah.
And I was actually getting that vibe from it. And not to say I was like ever a huge My Chem fan or whatever. Like, I think they're a great band, but you know, I didn't have their posters on my walls or whatever. But like, I was getting that vibe from it. And I think everyone really needs to check out the Salem EP. It isn't doing huge numbers. It's like pretty under the radar, but I really, really enjoyed it.
I agree. One of my friends recently, she's been saying this all kind of spring. She's been saying beach goth summer, and that's exactly what this record feels like to me.
Yeah.
It's like something punk that you toss on while you're at the beach. It's just fun, good times.
It is.
I love it.
It is
same
fun.
With the first EP.
It is fun, which you don't always get from that. You know, that music is sometimes like dark or like overly dark or scared to not be. And there is like, this does have a really cool, yeah, I like that fun vibe. It's totally true.
Yeah. Speaking of the dark vibe though.
Yes.
What'd you think of Darko?
It's great record.
Dude. I can't find anything wrong with it except maybe the order of the songs. Like that's
Oh no,
it.
I like
really?
That. And I sometimes can be pretty critical of sequencing. Mm-hmm. But like, so the first track, if people haven't heard this Darko US record, it's worth a listen to if you're into first of all, if you want to hear something really, really heavy, just start from the beginning of the record. The first track is insane. It's like the heaviest track I've heard all year. But then they have like, I think it's the third song. I can't
Donna,
remember the title.
It's kind of like a slow, mostly clean vocal metalcore song,
but it almost has like a emo rap cadence of the vocals
a little bit. Yeah.
And then there's a really great feature from Courtney LaPlante later on in the album and a couple like twists and turns and some really great catchy parts. I was really impressed with this album.
I 100% agree. And like my only gripes with the like ordering is I felt like some songs, they had transitions that would have worked a little better together. The album did kind of feel like a bunch of singles tossed together. I wish the record like flowed a little bit more between the tracks, but that's such a minor detail. I think this record is easily like a 9 out of 10, if not higher. And it's incredible. And it's the year of deathcore, and I'm here for it.
Well, speaking of the other deathcore release we on there,
our boys in Osiah.
Yes.
I absolutely love this record.
It's really great too.
It's like, kind of like I described earlier, it's a perfect blend of kind of like death metal and deathcore. It's not overly in your face with breakdowns the entire time. They definitely keep it fun with some tasty riffs and blast beats, and everything you want from a heavy record is here.
Yep.
Just love that record too. It was so good.
Yeah, it was cool because they there was some classic death metal kind of ideas on it, which I liked, but you know, done in like a modern, tasteful way. Some of the riffs on this thing are really great, like catchy riffs. Like they could be, you know, like Guitar World magazine does like, oh, top 100 riffs of all time. Like some of these riffs are honestly like up there. Like I'm like, oh, and just when you think like, okay, I've heard every cool riff, there can't be another one.
Yeah,
this record has like 15 like sick riffs.
And none of them were super flashy either. They all felt like perfectly placed and designed for the songs. Maybe they just designed the rest of the song around the cool riff.
Maybe.
Who knows? But I think everything about this record was just very formulaically placed, exactly kind of how they wanted it.
Yep.
You can really see.
Absolutely. And the other one from last week that I got to was the record from Convictions.
Yeah.
Which kind of like your classic metalcore a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you miss what bands were doing in the early 2010s.
Kind of like Holy Hell Architects a little bit at times too.
Yeah, like, a little bit. But then there's also like there's some pretty catchy like high singing vocals, like almost like Bless the Fall, like at times.
Yeah,
like,
I would say a little bit heavier Bless the Fall.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, heavier. But like you can, you know, because Jared from Bless the Fall has that really like pretty guttural scream. It's an interesting record. I listened to it once all the way through, and I was like, yeah, this is like solid. Like maybe for some people that ship has sailed in terms of that style of music, but what they're doing really well. And I really think that if anybody is looking for that yesteryear metalcore, they're doing it very, very well.
100%. I think this is another band that's really under the radar right now. And with this release, I think they can only go up. There's a lot of singles that just fit really well on Spotify playlists. Like I added Teeth to my lifting playlist. I added a couple other songs, just kind of like general playlists that I just put on when I'm like driving or doing whatever. Overall, it's great little EP.
Yep. Yep. But Darko was number one. And Mike,
oh, yeah.
You nailed it, dude. That record is super, super good.
Solid all the way through.
So there you go. So there's some stuff from last week. Any other singles or anything that you you checked out you want to talk about?
From last week? I'm trying to think.
No pressure. We don't need to. We got lots to talk about this week.
We got lots to talk about this week, but I just want to check because we're going to talk about it. I like the new Rationale single.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. We premiered it, and it sounds great on the podcast. So yeah. if you were here last week and you somehow missed it or whatever, yeah, check it out again. It's great. I'm ready for a full length of that.
As far as other singles, I really like the Unrequited single. That's some like atmospheric black metal. And then I really, really love the new Andrew WK single. He announced his new album, God is Partying. I'm so excited for that. That was just great. But singles that kind of stole the show, like that new Vola single, I loved it. I'm so excited for the album next week. They somehow managed to put a hip-hop artist on a prog track and make it work. And I think it's probably one of the coolest tracks I've heard all year because of that. Like, that's just sick.
Awesome.
What about you? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I pretty much listened to those four records and that's all I needed from last week. Cool. So I'm ready to jump in to our top five this week, if you are, Mike.
Oh, I'm beyond ready.
Sick. Well, let's go.
All right. So number five, we've got this little pop punk band from Southern Florida. They've got their new album coming out called Over It, and it's a band called Never Loved.
I thought you were going to say Newfound Glory for a second there, Southern Florida.
I mean, they do sound a little bit like Newfound Glory, a little bit of fun tossed in there. But I'd say if you're kind of a fan of this newer wave of pop punk, it's kind of a loose term for what it is. But it's bands like Water Park, Super Whatever. I think that this band is really close. They've got kind of a DIY classic pop punk sound mixed in with that. And I think it's really cool. One of their singles, I forget what it's called, and it's going to bug me now. But I tossed that instantly on my playlist. I'm looking it up.
I don't know. They're from South Florida, but four out of five of their most popular cities are in France. So interesting. Go figure on that one. Big in France, Never Loved. Interesting. No, I'll be honest. I've never even heard of this band.
On and On It Goes is the song. The song's rips. But these guys are really fun DIY sound. I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be so much. Like, it's a good teaser for Water Parks next week because I think they're very similar bands and kind of how they're going about things.
Cool. And it looks like they're going to be on the Armor for Sleep reunion tour dates. So that's that's a if you're going to see Armor for Sleep, make sure you go early and make sure you check out Never Loved and their new release this week, Never Loved at number 5. Oh, I didn't put it on the screen. That's what we're talking about. Oh, Never Loved. Oh,
wow. There we go. It is. Yeah, I think they're cool. They're neat. Young guys need a little love. Toss
Absolutely.
It to them.
Absolutely. Never Loved. Cool. Love it. All right. Let's move on. Right. Number 4.
So next one, we've got an EP from a band from Kentucky. Not a lot of bands from Kentucky lately. But this EP is called Where the Heart Belongs, and it's by a band called Soft Spoken. All one word.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are super cool. I think that they're kind of falling in line with a trend right now. Bands like Varsity, Fame on Fire are kind of doing, where they're taking some real kind of poppy songwriting sensibilities and applying it to kind of metalcore, post-hardcore, like that vibe. I think these guys are doing a great job with it too, because kind of more in line with Varsity than Fame on Fire, they're not shying away from breakdown still, which I always appreciate. There's some heavy screams in this still. I think the songwriting is just on point. I think that this EP is really going to kind of put them up there with bands like that, like Varsity, where this is a band that I would want kind of like 1,000 cap room shows to have as an opener on a national tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, this is two bands in a row that I don't know.
Stumped it.
Yeah. Kentucky. Yeah, it is an interesting one. You don't get a lot of scene bands from there, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, Knocked Loose is probably the one everyone thinks of. Obviously, this is a lot different. I am reading here that the founding member guitar player, Chris, was living abroad in Japan and I guess working on the tunes as a side project, and then came back and was like, let's do this. Let's do this band a little more seriously. And here we are now with the EP. And yeah, I mean, it's could be something special.
Could be the next big thing. Maybe I'm wrong. Normally wrong. But I think these guys are going to be good.
Here's the thing, though. You don't really know what the next big thing is going to be, but you know what the next good thing is going to be. And that's really all that matters. We're not trying to predict. This isn't the punk rock stock market or anything here.
I wish that existed. I would be really good at it, though.
Yeah, if only bands could go public and, you know, get an IPO and like, oh man, I'd be making so much money off Spirit Box right now.
Oh yeah, it'd be nuts.
Oh man. I could honestly see something like that happening one day, but that's another conversation.
That'd be cool, like a fantasy league or something like that too. Just track like Spotify listeners. Be fun.
Absolutely. That would be interesting. All right, let's move on to number 3.
Number 3, we're going back to the heavy. I've said a couple times it's the year of deathcore. This is a blackened deathcore band from Ottawa, Ontario.
Oh, this is my neck of the woods-ish.
It is. This band is putting out their new album called Fixation, and they're called The Ember, The Ash.
The Ember, The Ash.
Kind of atmospheric, just like their music. I think describing it as blackened deathcore is a little strange. It's just kind of the best thing that fits, because I think that they have more deathcore tendencies than bands that we have described that are blackened deathcore, like, or that are like post-black metal.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're really similar to bands like Respire and Svalbard. They're a bit heavier, a bit more chuggy, a bit more focused on writing shorter songs that are a little bit more to the point. I found this band maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, with their last single, Celestial Fracture, and it's just been like on repeat for me. I absolutely love all three of these singles that have come out. I kind of describe them also to like a lot of these atmospheric space black metal bands that I like Sky Forest, which is Skylar Accord from Issues side project, which is kind of cool, and Unrequited, like all these cool bands. I'm really excited for this. If you liked Svalbard, if you liked Respire, if you liked that Harakiri for the Sky record, you're going to love this. Straight up.
I'll tell you, this is interesting. So, yes, from Ottawa, apparently. I don't see anywhere it's from Ottawa, but I assume that you...
I got it on their Bandcamp.
Oh, okay. The Ember, The Ash. they are releasing their sophomore album, Fixation, the solo endeavor of a musical polymath who goes only by the name, and it's a random Japanese or Chinese symbol character.
Okay.
We've got like the black metal version of Prince on our hands. And I'm cool with a little bit of mystery. You know, I feel like these days, the last thing I want to have with a black metal band is knowing what kind of raisin bran they eat in the morning. And if they put the milk in the bowl first.
100%.
I don't need to know that. I don't need to know anything. Call yourself a symbol. I want to be a little bit scared when I listen to this kind of band. So let's go.
Oh, you will be. Trust me. And I think this is going to be great. I'm really excited. The songwriting is there.
Cool. No, it's going to be awesome. The Ember, the Ash. Yes. If you're looking at the pictures, it's just like one dude in the shadows, like looking, ominous. Yeah, looking real scary. Probably the nicest guy in the world too. But anyway.
Oh, most of those heavy dudes really are like Corpse Grinder. We talk about Cannibal Corpse a lot here, but like most of them are just such nice
gentlemen. My friend hit me up. He was looking through the podcast feed and he was like, dude, I can't believe you talked to Corpse Grinder. I was like, I know, man, it's such a trip. And then he listened to it and he hit me back. He's like, oh man, I love this guy. Like, I just want to sit down and crush a couple pictures with this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wholesome, yeah, dude. With the Ember of the Ash at number three from Ottawa, and this is now three in a row artists that I haven't heard of, thanks to Mr. Michael Howell. All right, we moving on. Number two already.
Yep, number two, and this one you might know. We've got a new EP called A Sure Disaster.
Okay,
it's a split EP between See You Space Cowboy, one of my favorite up-and-coming hardcore, like metalcore, whatever you call that little like crazy noise genre that's going on, math hardcore, and If I Die First. If I Die First is all the members of From First to Last, except Lil Lotus is singing, who is an emo rapper.
And yes,
I am stoked on this. I love this EP. I got my record early. I spun it. It's incredible.
Yeah, this is that's cool that you've already got this, Mike. So if it's number two, we must assume that it's pretty damn good. I have heard of See You Space Cowboy. I kind of know they're like a metalcore band from like LA or something, right? I know this band. I couldn't name you a song, and I do know about If I Die First. So this is cool, and I'll tell you this. Split records are really not done very much anymore. And, you know, from my early days of punk rock and buying records and split 7-inches and, you know, bands basically the way where split records came from,
which
was bands couldn't afford with only the few members in their band to, you know, actually afford to press records, you know, vinyl records or whatever, or even CDs. And so they'd say, okay, well, let's do it. You got five songs. We got five songs. We'll put out a split record. You know, we'll kind of work together on the marketing. And that's how it was born. And I loved it. And it's a dying art.
Yeah, I think it's super cool. And all of these songs the bands work together on too, which makes it even cooler. I'm super excited because it sounds kind of nothing like See You Space Cowboy normally does.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really like. They kind of take the chaos out of it and sound more like 2000s emo core, post-hardcore, like I'm not going to say exactly, but really similar to old From First to Last. I absolutely love this EP. It was a super refreshing new take on that kind of like early Senses Fail almost emo, like screamo that kind of got the scene started. And I think that they did really, really well.
Absolutely. People bringing up some splits. Architects and Johnny Truant. Wow. In Heart's Wake and North Lane. Yeah, I remember that.
That was
I remember that one.
Citizen and Turnover.
Yes. And I mean, for me, some of the classic splits, the classic split, in my opinion, is the Hot Water Music Alkaline Trio split. I mean, that's still one of the greatest split records ever, or for me, a more modern one, still came out over 10 years ago, is the Thursday Envy split. That is one of my favorite split records ever as well. And they do a song together on that too. It's always cool when bands do that.
Frank Turner NoFX one.
Oh yeah, that was interesting. I mean, that's the split where they cover each other's songs, which is a cool style. Monin and Alexis on Fire did that way back in the day as well.
Bayside and Say Anything did that.
Oh really?
They both released Bayside? A single and then covered each other's song.
How did I not know that?
I don't know. They toured together and that's when they did it. That's the only time you could get the split.
Yeah. That makes sense too. And we've done those kind of records, like we did the split with August Burns Red, where we covered some 90s punk songs, and we did a split with Senses Fail, but that was like already released before, but it was just a release to put together to try to promote the tour. So I love this. I love split records, and I'm really happy that we have one on the list, I think for the first time.
We talked about Frank Turner and NoFX.
Oh, of course we did. Yes. Yes.
I'm on it. I remember things.
You are. And we are flying through this week.
We are. We started so hype with the Chunk news that
maybe
we've been ripping through.
We're talking fast.
We are.
Yes.
But we got a lot of honorable mentions too. And yeah, cool. I think we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this next record. Our number one.
All right. All right. I'm ready. After this. Yeah. Like for a second, I'm just going to change this little graphic at the top here. Rockabilia. That is our title sponsor for The New Noise. And we just want to remind people that you're not going to shows. Not yet. I mean, maybe you are actually, but you're probably not going to shows. And you need merch. You still need merch. So get something nice over at rockabilia.com and use promo code SHANE, Shane, for 10% off your entire order off their already low prices. No word if they have no Captain Chunk jersey, but they might.
They might. I don't know. You might be able to find one. They're super cool.
They've got so much stuff over there. Rockabilia.com. Check it out.
Not a lot of people like make the basketball jerseys anymore. Like that was such a Warped Tour 2012 thing. Like right around then, almost everybody had one.
Yeah, it was you're right. It was around that era. I think we even made one. But no, back in the day, man, a lot of hardcore bands would make them because you were able to get Champion. Like a long time ago, NBA jerseys were made by Champion.
Yeah.
And they were pretty tight, actually. But you were able to get, like, I guess what happens is they make the jerseys first, like at least at the time Champion did.
And then you like buy them in bulk and screen print them.
Exactly. There's a step missing, right? So they'll make the jerseys. So let's just say they're making, yours kind of looks like Cleveland Cavaliers. It's the same colors. So let's say they make Cleveland Cavaliers jerseys and they don't print them yet, right? I'm not talking about stitch jerseys. This is like back when they were screen printed. So so they would, let's say there were a bunch of them that were like fucked up or the stitching was a little off in places. They would sell those to certain, you know, wholesalers that would in turn sell blank jerseys that were supposed to be Cleveland Cavaliers, Chicago Bulls, whatever. So they'd be that color, and then bands would be able to get them and then just screen print their logo on them. And I had a bunch of pretty cool hardcore band, like official NBA jerseys. They just didn't have the tags ripped or whatever to, you know, that there was something off about the jerseys, but I had a bunch and bands would get them for like $5, screen print on them for a couple bucks, sell them for like 15, 20 bucks. So they were super cheap too. So I love that.
Oh yeah. I love them.
All right. Well, Mike, let's get into the number one album of the week after these messages from myself talking about Rockabilia. And we're back.
We're back.
Mike, we're back. And this is great because I know you're excited about this one. You spilled the beans with me on what the number one album of the week is.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
He's dancing. Everyone that can't see him, he is dancing. Let's go. The number one most anticipated album of the week.
All right. So I've talked about this band every time they've dropped a single. The first time they dropped a single, I missed it. But I came back the next week and I talked about it because I found this band and I was blown away. The next single they released was with one of my favorite vocalists of all time, Mr. Garrett Rapp from The Color Maroon.
Yes.
Then they released a third single without any features, but that's okay. This is the new album, self-titled album, from Galleons. And I am so, so excited for this record. Every single has been an absolute banger. It is the perfect blend of like metalcore, post-hardcore, shred, heavy, great catchy choruses and lyricism, awesome like lyrical content.
Mm-hmm.
This is an album of the year contender, straight up. I'd be surprised if I didn't see this in people's top 20s, if not top 10s. I'm so excited for this record. I think this band's going to blow everybody away. It's awesome, and it's so kind of eclectic in their writing style that I think there's a little bit of something for everybody, and you're just going to love it.
Well, not only is it eclectic in their writing style, it's eclectic in the members of the band.
100%. It's kind of weird.
We have, yes. They are a prog post-hardcore mathcore band from Australia and Russia.
Yep.
Okay. It doesn't get much more random than that. Two somewhat isolated places.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, I don't know the story behind how they have, you know, met and put this band together.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some kind of fucking story. But I'm here for it. I love this. And if this is like the kind of stuff that can happen in this day and age that couldn't mm-hmm. happen
20 years ago.
You know, 20 years ago is a good number. It absolutely could not have happened 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they live in one place, if they collaborate over the internet. I don't know. But
I don't know either.
And very, very interesting.
These guys are absolutely incredible, though. Like, the features that they had on the singles are just great. I mean, they've got, I know I mentioned earlier, they've got Garrett Rapp from The Color Maroon. He brings so much to a song as far as his voice and just everything going on, like the emotion that he can bring into a track.
Yep.
The other feature that they had was Phil Bayer, who was the previous vocalist of Time the Valuator, which is another mm-hmm. really, really cool, not around band anymore, really, but the kind of like progressive post-hardcore, metalcore, really cool band that was doing a lot of awesome stuff. And then like the last feature that they haven't put out yet, you're going to hear it on Friday, is Tobias Risché, the vocalist of Novelists, who is another incredible, incredible force to be reckoned with.
Right.
And Novelists is doing some crazy stuff too. I think that this entire record is just going to be kind of an amalgamation of everything that is good in the scene right now.
Cool. Yeah, I'm all for this. And again, this is a band I've heard a couple singles, the one with Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a song with Schrezzers. Am I making that up?
We compared them to Schrezzers.
I thought they did a collaboration with Schrezzers at some point. Regardless, this is something I'm kind of ready to, you know, you talk about being like a new NoFX fan. Well, I'm a new Galleons fan. So give me this mm-hmm. new record. I'm going to start with that one. And
they did do a song with Schrezzers on their last album.
Right. Okay. Maybe that's what I remembered then. And mm-hmm. Yeah, man, this is cool. This is interesting. And I'm all for it, man.
I love it. I think coming out of this week, this is going to be a lot of people's favorite new band, because that's how I reacted when I heard them the first time. Like, Better the Devil You Know, the first single, has just been on repeat for me ever since it came out. Like, I think that there's like, let's see, yeah, 123,000 listens on Spotify. I'm probably mm-hmm. like close to 500 of those. I've just been spinning it constantly. So good.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm gonna love this record.
Yeah, man. This is super, super interesting. Vocalist.
T. Grammer says Garrett Rapp would be good to have on the podcast.
Yeah.
He's already been on.
He has been on, yeah. It was a long time ago when
he hasn't been up to anything.
Color really Morale. Yeah, when Color Morale was still together. I feel like it was maybe close to the end of Color Morale.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was, yeah.
Well, the end of Color Morale. Mm-hmm. They've only been on hiatus.
Oh, okay.
We don't know.
I
could pull a Chunk No Captain Chunk and come back this year. I'd love it.
hey,
Chunk and Colin Morrell back.
You know, I'll say this, Mike, about this year. And I was expecting a little bit more from
bands that had gone on hiatus. Yeah, like for I thought
more shit would come back, to be honest. Like, you talk about just people sitting around, uncertainty, boredom, not to mention just like FOMO and just reminiscing. You would think there'd be a lot more phone calls going back and forth between band members being like, hey man, I miss you. Remember when we used to do this? Well, I'm home, like, here, check out this riff. Oh shit, here's a new song or an EP from something. And that has happened, but I thought it was going to happen. Like, I thought like everybody was coming back. And I mean, there's still time. It might still be happening. But
I think that we haven't seen the end of it. I think that we're definitely going to hear more. Just because obviously the production, everything takes time. And some people were probably like, this is only going to last a couple months. I'm not going to chat with those guys. And then a couple months go by and it's still looking kind of bleak. And everybody's like, oh, maybe I'll start talking to them again. And I mean, some bands that go on hiatus, like, they go on hiatus because they don't like each other anymore. And they just say they go on hiatus, right?
Right.
And like, it takes time to kind of rebuild those bridges, or even if you want to rebuild them in the first place. So I don't know. I'm kind of happy with any band that decides to come back and we get new music from.
Absolutely. And you know what?
Chunk, no Captain Chunk.
Before we get to the honorable mentions, this is Nipples, who is a great Nipples. Love to see you every week in the chat. Thank you. And he brings up something interesting that I would actually wouldn't mind discussing with you for 1 second, Mike. Mm-hmm. He asks, will you ever open up an episode of New Noise to the audience and their selections? Which would be interesting to kind of take some other opinions on some stuff. Mm-hmm.
I'd 100% love to do it. I mean, most of the time, if you message me on Instagram, I'll listen to your stuff. If it's like your band or if it's the band you suggest, and like, I'll at least toss on a couple tracks and like get back to you. As long as you're nice and not weird. I've had a couple of those lately where I'm just weird. Like, man, I you're not giving me good vibes, but just be nice and I'll listen to stuff. And then like, I don't know. Yeah, I'd totally be open for it. It would have to be a week where there's like not much going on. Right. And we do kind of similar stuff with, what do we call that? Locals Only.
Yep.
That's the name.
Yep.
Of it.
Locals Only we've done. And yeah,
we gotta plan another one of those soon. I get people messaging me about that.
And we've done a couple things where we've done like focus episodes, you know, like where we talked a lot about Bring Me the Horizons album because it was a slow week. And, you know, we've done things like that. And end of the year, of course, we'll always have some crazy stuff talking about, you know, the best ofs. But no, I mean, it could be at some point we could be interesting to even bring on, you know, a fan of the show or third party. Maybe they have a top five list. Mike has his top five list. We compare top five lists of the anticipated and we talk about all of them. That could be something cool. Maybe maybe Nipples, if you have if you want to come on, maybe you got a top five list, bring it on. You got to wear your weird sombrero hat, though, if you come on. That's the
instead of like top fives or something like that, we bring on random people and they've got an album and or like a band who put out an album and they're like, this is the best song on the album. And we listen to that and we kind of do it like Locals Only, but just about not your band.
Could do it.
Stuff we missed. Because, I mean, we miss a lot of stuff on this show because obviously we typically only talk about five. I haven't told Shane yet, but we're doing like 10 next week. So
yeah, I haven't told me.
Get ready for that, bud.
Right. But
I mean, as if the week frees up, and I mean, it's kind of hard right now, but just because we're in the swing of things, there's a lot of releases almost every week this year, just kind of planned out and looking ahead. But around like January, February, and towards like November, December, everything kind of slows down a little bit, and it makes it easier for us to do fun stuff like that too.
All right. Well, Mike, let's get into the honorable mentions. I know you have a whole bunch like usual.
I am so excited, and I only have singles this week to talk about.
Okay.
I don't think that there's anything
I'm
else.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Singles are the new albums, kind of, these days.
Yeah.
Sort of sadly, but
it'll be like that.
Get more of them.
So we're getting the second single off of the new Fear Factory album. I absolutely love the first single. I think this band's incredible. I think it's weird because I think that they're kind of an older school, like traditional metal band, but I think that a lot of people in the scene could get down with it. They've got some real good writing. I don't know. It's just fun music, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they've been a band, what, since like the mid-90s, early 90s, 80s? Mm-hmm. I don't know, 90s for sure, at least.
I think this is only like their seventh album or something like that, too. They don't put out a lot of music. It's whenever they do, it's all really well-written and put together.
Yeah, and that's huge, you know, because I know personally, as you age as a band, it gets harder. It gets harder and harder to put out, you know, quality music. And
I'm wrong. This is their 13th album.
Okay. Well,
but since 92, that's still pretty.
Yeah, it is. Seldom. It is. And like, it's always weird. Like, is it actually 13 albums or is like some of them fucking live albums and like shit like mm-hmm. that? You know, when you hear like the Rolling Stones had 51 albums in the top 10, you're like 51 albums. And it's like, oh, well, like that's including like 17 of them were greatest hits albums or reissues or whatever.
And like 12 live albums and stuff like that.
So yeah, I don't know. Maybe they do have 13 studio albums. I don't know. I'm not a diehard Fear Factory fan, but I will say
I went in and counted. So
oh, okay. Well, I will
and
say
I didn't
that
count
I,
the remasters or anything.
I do have a lot of respect for them, and the fact that they're still putting out very relevant banging tunes is mm-hmm. is impressive.
Next up, you're a deathcore baby. We get a new single and probably album announcement from our boys, the heaviest vocalist Shane has ever had on the show, Carnifex.
Oh, yeah.
I am so excited. This is the most consistently good deathcore band ever.
Yeah.
They've never missed.
No, they are a good band. Singer's name Scott, right?
Scott Yunus.
Yeah, man, we had I had a great talk with that guy way back in the day, and yeah, he's on the podcast, and we did Warped mm-hmm. Tour together, and yeah, they are a victory band,
yeah.
Which sort of gave them a little bit of like you know how victory can be,
yeah.
They were pigeonholed into like a weird world that they didn't belong in, mm-hmm. but you're right, yeah. Man. They were deathcore when like deathcore was like. Dead
raw
when you know when people like, said deathcore was dead and there was like three deathcore bands yeah. left they were still doing
they,
it
they were the one
and they never stopped
yeah like it was them and Whitechapel and like Suicide Silence like those were the three
yep
these guys are great though probably in my top five live bands to ever go see and I always kind of forget like how good they are live until I'm like there too but they're just like a commanding presence no matter where they're at. Like when I saw them on Warped Tour, like you were talking about, like it was absolutely insane. I don't think I've ever gone that hard at a Warped Tour because it's always so hot.
Yeah.
Like Carnifex just brings something out of you.
Yeah. And there's something to be said for like a band like Carnifex at Warped Tour when there's like ska mm-hmm. bands and shit playing, like they just seem that much heavier.
Oh yeah. 100%. Like, I think I forget who was on that year, but I went from like a pop punk band to Carnifex
right.
or something like
of
that.
Of course,
too. Like it was just wild.
Of course, the last time I saw Carnifex play, well, I saw them at Warped Tour afterwards. But when I talked to Scott on the podcast, they were opening for Canadian deathcore legends Despised Icon.
I was at that tour. Absolutely awesome.
I was wondering if you fuck with Despised Icon. I can only imagine that
I do.
You do.
Yeah,
because they were a special band.
Deathcore before it was deathcore, really. I would say the closest you can get while still being death metal to deathcore. Absolutely awesome band. Similar to like the Black Dahlia Murder and stuff like that, where kind of metal elitists say like, man, Black Dahlia Murder is my favorite band. Despised Icon's one of my favorite bands. And I'm like, you don't like deathcore, though. That's weird.
I know. Like, I know. Well, yeah, I don't know. Despised Icon was like sort of different in a way, which mm-hmm. I think was why they, I mean, in Canada, and especially in Quebec, they're legends, man. They were, and then their career was short-lived. They came back, you know, all that, and mm-hmm. it was a really interesting career with them. But anyway, let's move on. Your deathcore is back. Here we go.
Somebody in the chat's mentioning that Alexi from Children of Bottom passed away. Yeah, he passed away back in January.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Still sad though. The next one is this weird little project that I have found because they're on a record label that I like. They have 34 monthly listeners.
34?
34.
Well, let me get on there. I'll make it 35.
We could double it. This is a band called Epiphanic Truth. I'm going to spell it. E-P-I-P-H-A-N-I-C space truth. Okay. This band is so cool. They had their first single, The Truth of the Beast. It's a basically 10-minute long song. The first 6-7 minutes are straight up black metal. And then the last like 3 minutes are just contemporary jazz with like atmospheric elements.
Okay.
I love this band. It is so good. And it's just weird. And like, it's a small band. The production is not amazing. Do not be prepared for that. Like, it's just cool. And I don't know, they've got the Sleep Token vibe going on with the masks and everything like that. And that's kind of why I was drawn to it. And it's weird and I love it. They're putting out an album soon. I can't remember, but they're dropping the second single. I'm so excited for it.
Wow. Yeah. 34 monthly listeners, 32 followers. Epiphanic.
That's how I've been saying.
Like, cause it's like an epiphany. So
maybe
I don't know how to say that word though. Epiphanic. I don't know. But anyway,
I've just not been saying it because it's a little too weird to just like randomly drop on people. Like, you should go check out this black metal jazz project. Like,
yeah, check out the black metal jazz project right now.
100%.
34 monthly listeners. This is
we
like
could
the
double
ultimate.
It today and we they could. Would be really, really confused.
I would love to see if just everybody listening to this on Twitch and on the podcast side could go over to their Spotify, mm-hmm. listen to this 9-minute long black
it's
metal jazz song.
It's 10 minutes of your time, and I think you're going to enjoy it.
Well, and they'll have a new one on Friday. Yeah. And then, yeah, and if you look at their monthly listeners right now, too, by city, Royal Turnbridge Wells, Great Britain, has is first. There is their top location with 2 listeners. Birmingham, England, also with 2 listeners. In third place, their third biggest market is Montreal. One listener. And Steinbach, California. Never heard of that place. One listener. And in the fifth hole, we've got Winnipeg, also with 1 listener.
I'm surprised Detroit's not on there because I've told a couple of like local friends to check it out too. They might not have listened on Spotify. Or something,
I mean, yeah,
or they lied to me.
I don't know, but I am. I don't know. This is incredible. Anyway.
I love it. This is the smallest band I have recommended on the show.
Yes.
I don't think I'm ever going to get one smaller either.
No, honestly, like, Mike, you and I could start some band right now and
your name alone would carry us to like 3,000 or like monthly listeners at least. Like,
you'd think like people would just accidentally go.
I know, right?
And get more than that. This is incredible, though. I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, it's great. Speaking of things that are incredible and I can't wait to hear, this weekend, for those of you listening on Friday, I can't remember if it's Friday or Saturday, we've got the Devil Wears Prada Z2 live stream event. With that, on Friday, they are dropping the second single off the EP that comes out next week. Very excited. Love Prada. We've talked about it like the last 2 or 3 weeks now. This band's incredible. They don't miss anymore.
No. And they're getting back to their roots a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just like, I think they're just like, hey, you know what? We're a metalcore band and that's okay. Yeah. And we're just going to do that now. We don't need to be like, you know, we don't need to be more than that. And I think that that's really working. So I'm all for it. Some of my best friends.
My best friend.
Yeah, best friend that I ever had. All right. Next.
Speaking of best friends and friends we trust, Chunk No Captain Chunk is putting out a new single. Just got to mention it again.
Yeah. I heard this about an hour ago.
Cool.
So, do you know what the song's called?
Oh, I forget. Let me look. Because I saw it somewhere. It
doesn't really matter. I'm just curious.
It's called Bitter.
Bitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting title for an easycore band.
Okay.
I'm here for it. I can't remember if this other one, speaking of Chunk, though, comes out today on Wednesday or if it comes out on Friday. But Settle Your Scores is dropping a new single.
Okay.
Which is really cool. This is the Easycore band that's kind of been holding it down for Easycore while everybody else has gone into hibernation. Awesome band. Absolutely love them. Saw them on Warped Tour 2020 at the last California date. Great time. Love these guys. Next up, speaking of some more fun, we've got a new single from With Confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Came out today. I haven't heard it yet. I haven't had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love these guys, though. Super fun pop punk. They're from Australia, right?
I believe they are, yes.
Yeah. WithCon, as people commonly refer them to. Absolutely awesome, though. Love them. Probably one of my favorite pop punk bands right now. Such a good time.
Yeah, it's a band that gets a lot of love. A lot of people listen to them. A lot of people talk about them. Still kind of under the radar. I feel like they're kind of ready to pop, and this could do it.
And speaking of pop punk bands, but this one is already popped. We've got the last single off the album coming out next week by Water Parks.
Oh boy, yes.
This song's called Just Kidding. It's another banger. I absolutely love it. I'm so excited for this record. It's Water Parks. It's perfect. It's great.
Yeah, I like everything they do pretty much. Like, even if I don't like it, I like it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Like, even if I don't, like, even if I listen to a Water Parks single and, like, I'm not feeling like it, like, I'm like, it's like, it's not really for me or whatever, I still, like, somehow respect it.
Yeah, like, the Snow Globe single that came out, I wasn't huge on that, but I heard it and I'm like, you know what? This is going to fit in so well with its placement in the album that I'm not even going to get mad about it right now. I know I'm going to end up loving the song when it like fully drops.
Yeah. Or I think it was the, you'd be paranoid too.
Yeah. The fourth single
just came out, right?
Yeah. Last week? I don't remember.
That was another one that like I heard and I was like, okay, yeah. Like it was on a playlist or something I heard and I was like, yeah, like, I don't think this is something I'm going to put on my own playlist, but that doesn't mean I don't respect the band. I really do. I know we talked a lot about Water Parks and how so many people just hate on this band, and I just enjoy them, and I really like that they don't take themselves too seriously.
100%. That said, Numb is still the best song on the album that I've heard so far. I can't wait. Love it.
Yep.
Next up, going kind of classic, if you're ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Mastodon.
Oh, yeah.
Have put out a new single for a DC comic book series.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of going to be like a compilation of a bunch of people, supposedly like a death metal comic book series. There's vinyl pressings of all of it. It's super cool. And always Mastodon, great band, never misses. Phenomenal writing, some of the best production in the game. I forget what album it was, but when they first started tracking the drums so from the center of the kit, so that like it actually felt like you were sitting at the drum kit and everything was like spread evenly around you when you're listening to it. Absolutely incredible.
Interesting. Okay.
Such a cool band.
I mean, yeah, like this. If you somehow have been sleeping on Mastodon, you know. I don't know how this is possible.
You might just not listen to anything from bands before 2000.
I don't know. You might just want to go get on that now.
Yeah.
I don't know where you start. I like that record, Blood Mountain, a lot. Crack the Sky was a pretty big one. Leviathan. I mean,
Leviathan is my go-to to recommend to people.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of can't miss with, I think their whole discography is great.
You can, like, if you look at their top 10 releases, like, four of them are the most recent album, but then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other albums in the top 10.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that just goes to show.
And a lot of their albums are super diverse. They've really grown as a band over time, too, and, like, formed their own style. It's super solid. I love Mastodon.
100%. Stoked for that. It's funny that we call Mastodon classic, but I guess they have been around for a long time now.
It's so weird because like we're starting to transition into saying things like that, right? Yeah. Like Metallica is definitely a classic band now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, Metallica also started 20 years before.
Yeah, but before, I mean,
like, Mastodon,
these,
but
these bands, like, I almost want to say even Fear Factory is kind of becoming classic.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And
for sure.
Just with the turnaround in music and stuff like that, I think it's taking longer, or it's taking less time for bands to become classic. Like, I would almost toss All Time Low into the classic. Like,
it's bucket. I mean, it's certainly getting there in terms of like what they do.
Blink's classic.
Blink is classic at this point. Yeah. No question.
Yeah.
All right.
Super excited. Next up, bands taking the initiative and moving in the right direction. Born of Osiris is announcing their album tomorrow, Thursday, and at least I'm pretty sure, and putting out a new single. I'm pretty sure. There's been a teaser. The teaser sounds like my favorite song from the last album, which is Under the Gun, and I think is arguably the best song Born of Osiris has ever written. They kind of stepped away from the super techie, like, deathcore, metalcore, beatdown, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And moved into writing kind of like a poppy metalcore track, and I think it works really well for them with the synth elements that they bring in and just the overall production value and the talent that these guys have. I can't wait to hear this. I absolutely love Born of Osiris. They've another band that's never really missed.
No, consistent.
Yeah.
Consistent almost to the point where, like, they don't even get talked about. It's just like, oh, another Born mm-hmm. of the Science, another Born of Osiris record. Like, mm-hmm. every 2 years, they put out a record. It's good. Okay, great. They go on tour. It's great. You mm-hmm. know? And then it's like, okay, like, what do we have to talk about except that this band's great?
Like, you know? Like, they always kind of remind me of, like, Stick to Your Guns, After the Burial, Born of Osiris. Like, those three are kind mm-hmm. of, like, the standard in the scene. Like, I would say they're always consistently good. They're always consistently exactly what you want. And if it's better than that, you say, like, this is an amazing band in the scene. And if it's worse than that, you're like, eh, it's just an okay band in the scene.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I love Born of Osiris, though. These guys are great. So stoked. Next up, this one is something that I'm not super sure about, because I don't know if this is New Bulb, which is, I forget his name, from Periphery. The side project from the dude from Periphery, or if it's New Periphery. I don't know.
Okay.
It might be a new single from either Bulb, the solo project, or Periphery. I kind of hope it's Periphery, just because Periphery is pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, like, they're not my... For some odd reason, it's the one band in that kind of, like... I know Gent's not a genre, Periphery fans, but Gent, that I can't vibe with as hard. I don't know what it is, something about the songwriting, but I still respect them, and I still think it's very good. I know a lot of people will be excited if there's New Periphery or if there's New Bulb, because honestly, like, Periphery fans are just kind of ravenous for anything that those guys do. Misha Mansour, thank you to Nipples. I appreciate you. Twitch chat. That's what I thought it was, but I didn't want to say something and be wrong. Next up, hardcore beatdown band Downswing, putting out a new song. Love these guys. They're heavy. They're everything you want from a hardcore beatdown band. If you like Knocked Loose, you will like Downswing.
All right. I don't think I know Downswing. Is this a...
They put out an album last year, so I don't know if this is like a standalone, or if they're doing an EP or album. Okay. Who knows? Whatever.
Cool.
Next up, I want to talk about some new boys on your label, Shane.
Oh.
Oh, yes. I am very excited, because I absolutely love these guys. It is a band called Sleepwaker.
Yes, they are
metalcore. They are vibes. They're just good. Like, I don't know how to describe it, because it's kind of in this like standard vein of like modern metalcore that we're getting a lot of. Like, I would say they sound really similar to Polaris, Ocean's 8 Alaska, stuff like that. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just really, really good. And I highly suggest it. The new single is out now. It's absolutely awesome. I forget what it's called. Alias is the album. Distance is the new single. The album's out July 23rd. I absolutely love this, though. These guys are great.
They also did a cover of Exo Tour Life, if that's for you.
Ooh. Ooh, that's fun. There you go.
I think
they're going on tour this fall in Europe with Indestruction, or with Within Destruction.
Ah, yes, with Within Destruction. I understand what you meant. Yes,
we haven't talked about Within Destruction in a long time. I love those guys still.
Yeah, I know. I know you're big a big Within Destruction guy.
Big fan of the WD. And then last but not least, I've got kind of a weird one because this is kind of like an acoustic, like almost poppy thing. It's a band called Cherry, and what's really surprising is the members. You've got Jacob and Matt from Thornhill, Adam from Better Half and The Beautiful Movement, and Jack from Void of Vision, and Tom from Tapestry, all kind of Australian guys. They've gotten together and formed this super group, and I think the song's incredible. It's so fun.
The band is called Cherry?
Yeah, it's just Cherry.
C-H-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
Okay.
The new single's
like
called
Make It Hard to Find on the Internet.
The new single's called like Girlfriends Club or something like that.
Okay.
If I recall. Let me look.
I see. Yeah, I'm looking on Spotify at Cherry, and there's a lot of weird stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, so it's called Girls Club. So if you look up Cherry Girls Club, you'll find it.
Okay.
Really cool. I like the song a lot. It's a cool project. This is one of those, just kind of like Galleons, kind of like Darko, kind of like the Sea Space Cowboy, If I Die First EP. People coming together and making music because nothing else is going on.
All right.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I'm into it too. More stuff to check out in addition to the Mike's Top 5. There's a boatload of singles as well. And if you guys want the whole list, head over to Mike's Instagram. As always, it's right here at Slappy Slam.
Follow me. There's a huge, huge list every week.
Yep. It's great.
It's cool.
It's great. It's cool. It's nice.
I love it. But that's all I got this week. So,
all right.
You ready to do a quick recap? Because we forgot to do that earlier.
Oh, we did. Yeah. I think it's good to do it at the end anyway. Let's go. Here's our top five records of the week you must check out, and we're going to start with number five.
Number five, we've got the new album Over It by Never Loved.
Never Loved. Number four.
Number four, we've got the new EP Where the Heart Belongs by Soft Spoken.
Soft Spoken. Got it. Number three.
We've got the new album Fixation by The Ember The Air.
Yes, a one-man band that's assembled.
I'm stoked for it.
Very, very intriguing. Number two.
Number two, we've got the new EP, A Sure Disaster, the split EP by See You Space Cowboy and If I Die First.
Yes, very interesting release. The change of See You Space Cowboy is interesting, and If I Die First, obviously being members of From First to Last, mm-hmm. super unique, and I'm all for it. And the number one album this week is
Galleons by Galleons,
self-titled.
It's gonna be everybody's new favorite.
If you're putting out a self-titled record, you better be delivering.
That's it's the their thing. Third album, so I think they found their own.
Yep, that's what you're saying. If you do that, so there it is, Galleons in the number one slot.
Hell yeah!
That is our show. As always, make sure you follow Mike. You can follow me at Shane Told and at Lead Singer Syndrome. And
we post cool content.
We do. And make sure you visit us on Twitch too if you're ever in the neighborhood on Wednesday at 6 p.m. That's what we do.
Hell yeah!